Duke and Dow with you this morning, and we love talking to Cody Tucker, the founder of 7220sports.com, covering the Wyoming Cowboys. Cody, good morning. How are you?
Awesome, fellas. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
We're excited to talk to you, Cody, because, man, you know, it's been too long, actually, is what I've realized. And I think about all that's happened since the last time we spoke, and you guys, you know, launching back in June and basically living the life of following the Wyoming Cowboys for the first time in their history, really. Somebody who's basically tucked in and said, we're covering this team. How many stories did your organization, did you write about the Cowboys over the course of the football season?
Well, Dahl, I wish I could say organization, but unfortunately I'm the writer. Some days it's unfortunate. But I did the math on it when the season ended in Arizona, and it was 511 stories from June 1st to New Year's Day.
Holy goodness. Holy. Wow.
And lots of writing.
Cody, what I've been really impressed with is it's not just, hey, here's what happened at the game. I love the history that you have done, a lot of the in-depth reporting. You guys have really dug in deep and have gone back into the archives on some things, and you've done a fantastic job covering the Cowboys along the way also.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, that's, you know, we didn't want to come in and just be another source, you know, just another news source that's putting out stuff, and we decided right off the bat, we're not doing gamers. We don't do stuff like that. So people who care watch the game. They know what happens. So what we like to do is just kind of get inside the game and tell you what happened during the game and what some big points were and what the players are saying. And then also something we do that nobody else does, surprisingly, is columns. And I think people like analysis these days. That's all you see on ESPN. That's all you see on any news network. And, you know, if they want to read the press release, they can go to UW's website and get all that fun stuff. But we just want to, you know, we're there. We're boots on the ground. We can see it with our own eyes. And we want to portray it that way and kind of see if we can take the readers on the road with us.
Well, as you went through this past season with the Cowboys, what are some things that stood out to you? Because, like you said, you guys were right there, hip to hip with them.
Yeah, so something that's kind of funny, and I keep going to this, is Xavion Bolliday. When the season opened, we were like, who is going to be the running back on this team? You know, they lost Theo Dawson. They lost a few guys out of that backfield, not to mention Nico Evans, the Mountain West leading rusher from the year previous. So we're like, man, you know, we saw a really small sample size of this Validate kid. What's he going to be like? And, boy, did he show us, you know, first team all Mountain West. And then of course, you know, winning the, you know, 295 yards in the Arizona Bowl, all purpose yards. What a great player he was. And the other thing that stood out was the line of scrimmage on both sides. We didn't know when Revonte Holt went down in spring ball or in fall ball, we thought, oh boy, you know, who are they going to have in the middle of that defensive front? And they really stood up too. And the offensive line is always a question mark in Laramie. And this might have been the best offensive line we've seen maybe ever. And if Eric Aboje doesn't go down at San Diego State, maybe a couple of those last four games are different.
You know, you bring up the lineman, Cody, and the depth at offensive line in particular really stands out. And then guys coming back. I mean, so that's going to be a real anchor point for the Pokes next year.
Well, not only that, everybody was an underclassman, but that's what they hit heavy in recruiting as well. And they have signed six offensive linemen in this recruiting class, including one preferred walk-on. So they're loading up. I mean, Greg Bull made no bones about what he wants to do with this offense, and he showed that again and showed that again when it came to recruiting, and a lot of us thought, where are the wide receivers when it came to recruiting? But, you know, then that's something else that came out of this season. How easy is it going to be for the Cowboys to sign some receivers? I mean, who wants to come here and block downfield? So the need for being balanced is still very much there, but their power is still going to rest in that running game.
Cody Tucker, founder of 7220sports.com, joining us this morning. So, of course, Cody, the Cowboys finished the season 8-5 with that big win over Georgia State in the Arizona Bowl. So what is the optimism moving forward to next season? We talked about all the returning players. What are expectations like for the Cowboys in 2020?
Oh, man, they're huge. Last year, when people would ask me that same question, I would say 3 wins, 4 wins, all the way up to maybe 7 wins if everything goes right. sorry about the noise. but this year, man, it's huge. I think Wyoming will be one of the favorites coming into the season next year. I'm looking forward to Mountain West Media Days in Las Vegas because last year they were just kind of like, you know, Wyoming's just Wyoming. This year I think they're going to make some noise. Plus, you know, the schedule plays out really well. They got Boise State, Air Force. Those teams, Utah State, they're coming to Laramie. Utah Utes, which am I looking forward to that one. They're coming to Laramie as well. So I think the schedule plays out really nice, including a tough Weber State team that comes to Laramie for the opener.
Now, obviously, with that expectation, one of the big questions that came out of the bowl, the bowl game was Levi Williams looking so good, or at least having just flashes of brilliance as a true freshman. And then you have Sean Chambers coming back, and then people saying, "Oh, what are we going to have here in terms of competition?" What's your opinion on the backfield for the Pokes?
Oh man, that's going to be the question all summer long, and then I think until Weber State, we're probably going to be wondering who that person's going to be. But I tell you, Levi Williams has a really special opportunity in front of him. Sean Chambers is all but already out for spring ball, so. The fact he's still on crutches. He was still on crutches in Tucson. So, you know, the fact that Levi's going to be able to take all those snaps, especially with Gavin Beerup, the true freshman that's coming in, he is not going to be on campus this spring. So we're talking a lot of reps for Levi Williams, who's only going to get more comfortable. So, you know, there's the one thing about Sean, there's no denying, is he's, 9-2 as a starter?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy wins, but... can he stay healthy? That's two really, really bad knee injuries in a row. And can he continue to play the way he plays anyway? So it's going to be a good question, but I wrote a column about it in Arizona that, man, it's really a good problem to have. So, so we're pretty excited, to see. And there's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good question this offseason. It's going to be fun to kind of follow it and see how it plays out.
Well, Cody, let's transition from football to basketball here. As much optimism
do we have to?
I was just going to say, as much optimism as there is about football, it's exact opposite for the basketball program. Cowboys 5-14 overall, 0-7 in the conference. What are you seeing on the court for the Cowboys right now?
Well, I tell you guys, you know, as bad as it's been these last 2 weeks, these last 2 games, anyhow, these guys have really shown heart, and they've shown that they're not giving up. I was really interested to see how they were going to show up on the court in Reno this last week after the just, you know, one free throw away from beating UNLV and just couldn't get it done. They really came out and played hard at Nevada. And I think that's, you know, if they're going to continue to play hard, that's a big deal. If they just laid down and took it, boy, that'd be brutal at this point. So they're trying to just. I talked to a coach who has scouted the Cowboys in the NCAA. They actually played the Cowboys earlier this year, and he says that, you know, the talent's just not there. He's like, I broke him down, and it's just not there. And it's sad to see. These guys do fight, and they play hard, but, man, it's just the talent gap is so, so drastic. Like, when they played New Mexico at home, the five that were coming off the bench for New Mexico – probably would have beat the starting five of Wyoming. I mean, it was that drastic. So I don't know, fellas. I don't see an easy fix over there. Like I said, at least the try is still there and the heart's still there. And really, that's all you can ask for at this point. And, you know, maybe it'll keep them in some games and maybe they'll pop off and win one. And I fully expect them to beat Fresno State tomorrow. I really do. I think they're going to, you know, as sad as these last two losses have been, I think they've really gathered a lot of momentum because they are young. And we forget about that a lot, but it is what it is, man. The wins aren't coming, and the main thing, too, is there's not butts in the seats at the AA, and nobody cares about this team. It's really sad. I've never seen it this way where people just are tuned out. Everything you write says they answer it with fire Edwards, fire Edwards. That's all that we hear. So it's pretty sad when the AA used to be the place to be, and now it's nothing less than a morgue.
Well, that kind of leads me right into my next question and probably answers it for me. Is it a foregone conclusion that Coach Edwards is gone?
Oh, boy. You know, Tom Berman said he wanted to see significant improvement this year in the win column.
Obviously,
I don't know
that's
if they
not
get
happening.
Eight wins this year, guys.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
Yeah, you know, when you look at that schedule, they're about to get right back into murderer's row. They go to No. 7 San Diego State, you know, and right after this, they still haven't gone to Logan. I mean, they... still haven't gone to Albuquerque. They
haven't won in Vegas since like the Truman administration.
Yeah. I mean, it's brutal. So I don't know. I mean, I hate to jump on that bandwagon yet, but I know I heard Tom Berman talk yesterday, and he's not thrilled, and he's not thrilled with the talent level and all that. But he said once again, he's not going to evaluate right now. He said it's pointless to evaluate right now. So sounds like they're riding out the season with Allen. And I think the hard part for everybody with Allen too is what a great dude he is. He's just a fantastic human being. But you know, when the wins aren't coming and 2,000 people show up to see Finis Dembo's jersey raised to the rafters, that's not Wyoming basketball.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, that was a bit of a slap in the face for a lot of the longtime fans, thinking, man, that's all we could muster for that.
Yeah, and I felt for Finis too. I just kind of, you know, Finis and I talked a little bit, and he said he didn't care, but that had to be tough because, you know, the last time he played in that arena, he was sitting on the rim with, you know, 5,000 people on the court underneath him.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big difference.
Well, Cody, appreciate your time. One more question here for you. I wanted to ask you about the new Mountain West TV deal that'll mean more money heading to Laramie and other Mountain West Conference teams. No longer with ESPN, now with Fox and CBS Sports. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it sounds like a good deal. And the best part for me is there's no games on Facebook, so I'm totally into that. That was miserable. And I hope BYU was paying attention because, you know, I have a feeling they're going to be calling here shortly. So
really?
We'll see. I think it turned out nice, and I think Berman too. The thing I really respect about Tom Berman is he's like, you know what, I would accept BYU back into the conference, but they're not getting anything special, and I would expect and he's doing the same with Boise State. They're finally putting the clamps down on Boise State and saying no more of this. You're not getting any special privileges anymore. You know, this is their last TV deal as well. So it was kind of nice to see that news come out of there as well. But, yeah, an extra $3 million, you know, per school sure doesn't hurt.
That's Cody Tucker, founder of 7220sports.com, with us on First Bank Sports Friday. Cody, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.